Thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, when W spoke at ALU a couple years ago, he was talking about the TARP money and how difficult it was for him to approve the spending of that money. He said, you know, I'm not the smartest man in the world, you know, but I had some of the world's experts in the room with me. And they said, you know, Mr. President, if you spend this money, we'll avoid a depression. If you don't spend the money, it's going to be a depression. He said, depression, no depression. Pretty easy. Pretty easy answer for me. And he went with the TARP money. I want to talk with you something today that's similar to me in the sense of, like W would say, this ain't rocket surgery. I want you, if you were a stand-up, you'd give a pause there, but I don't have time for that. So what I want to talk to you about is this. Our extended death benefit guarantee rider is a flexible provision that's available in our IUL and our guaranteed VUL. It allows you to extend the duration of the guarantee and the amount of the guarantee that you use of the face amount. It's an optional rider. What's interesting about it is that it's got a interest-free catch-up. You're not required to pay the premiums for this rider except the first year. And you can catch it up with no interest at any point in the future, either as a lump sum or installment method, however you want to do that. So I'm going to give you an example, and I've got some numbers. I'm not using visuals. We're going to do air pictures, so jot a couple numbers down. If you had a 60-year-old male, $10 million face amount, preferred non-tobacco, with a no-lapse UL, the premium would be somewhere around $155,000 a year, every year. After 14 years, he has $37,000 cash value. After 16 years, he has zero cash value, but it's guaranteed for life. How many of you sold that? That wasn't rhetorical. I kind of expect an answer. Right? Okay? Now, I heard all day yesterday, maybe that's old school. Maybe there's a new way we need to be looking at this. I would submit to you there's an old way we need to look at this, and that's the way I learned to sell in the 80s. In the early 80s, in the late 70s, that we went deeper than just life insurance as a commodity. So let me offer you an alternative to that. Take an IUL, same face, same guy, 60-year-old, preferred non-tobacco, 10 million face amount, pay all years, and I want to guarantee it for life, and the premium for that's $193,000. It's $36,000 more per year to guarantee it, but I only have to pay it the first year. If I match the no-lapse UL premium from that point on, and I get out to the 14th year, I have $853,000 in cash value in that IUL contract. That's over 2,000% internal rate of return on the difference in premium between the two, the $36,000. Now, I'll catch that contract up the next year, and I'll put in about $600,000 to catch the guarantee back. But if I didn't, the cash value would carry the contract out for a number of years, not quite to life expectancy. If I catch it back up, it's guaranteed forever. And at a 4.5% rate of return, the contract carries cash value out well past age 100, but the guarantee is still to 120. So what have you got? You've got the ability to go in. You're going to have to pay a little bit more on the front end, $36,000 in this example. You pay the same premium from that point out, significant cash values in the future. And we talked yesterday about giving clients options. This is not a commoditized sale. This isn't a spreadsheet sale. This is something that you have to go beyond price and you have to get the value to make the sale. But isn't that the way we learn to sell, John? That wasn't rhetorical either. Isn't that how you learn to sell, Howard? It was for me too. So in the end, as W said, this ain't rocket surgery. At a 4.5% rate of return, I've got a contractually guaranteed for life contract with significant cash value out in the 14th year, cash value growing on beyond that point. And incidentally, the target premium is $350,000 in this example. We do have rolling targets, so there's a monetary advantage to you as well. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I'll yield my time.